Hansen, Lars. St. Helena, California, December 5, 1909. Mr. Lars Hansen, Sartoria, Nebraska. Dear Brother, I have recently received a letter from Brother Megan in which he speaks of your interest in the work of the Madison School and of their need of $1,000 with which to buy sheep and goats to stock the school farm. Brethren Sutherland and Megan think this would be a wise investment. No doubt the caring for the wool would provide employment for some of the students, and there would also be a good income to the school. They have pasture lands that would furnish most of the feed for the sheep. They desire to do all they can to open the way for needy students, who could not do so without help, to attend the school. I wish to say that these brethren are conducting a worldly enterprise. It was in harmony with the counsel that I gave them that they purchased the tract of land where they are now located. I have done all I could to encourage them to make a success of their work. They have erected plain and simple, but neat and substantial buildings. The improvements they have made on the place commend their good judgment in planning the work. Here are a few statements that I have made in the past about their work. I am acquainted with the necessities of the work being done by Brethren Megan and Sutherland and their co-laborers at Madison, Tennessee, for the Lord has presented this matter clearly before me. Light has been given me that a great work was to be done in and around Nashville. When these brethren were looking for a location for their school, they found the farm where the school is now established. The price was moderate, and the advantages were many. I was shown that the property should be secured for the school and advised them to look no further. The character of the work. The school at Madison not only educates in a knowledge of the scriptures, but it gives a practical training that fits the student to go forth as a self-supporting missionary to the field to which he is called. In their work at Madison, Brethren Sutherland and Megan and their associates have borne trial nobly. The students have been taught to raise their own crops, to build their own houses, and to care wisely for cattle and poultry. They have been learning to become self-supporting, and a training more important than this they could not receive. Thus they have obtained a valuable education for usefulness in missionary fields. To this is added the knowledge of how to treat the sick and to care for the injured. This training for medical missionary work is one of the grandest objects for which any school can be established. Let us strengthen the company of educators to continue the good work in which they are engaged and labor to encourage others to do a similar work. Then the light of truth will be carried in a simple and effective way, and a great work will be accomplished for the Master in a short time. When the Lord favors any of His servants with worldly advantages, it is that they may use those advantages for the benefit of others. We are to learn to be content with simple food and clothing, that we may have much means to invest in the work of the gospel. Brethren Sutherland and Megan should be encouraged to solicit means for the support of their work. It is the privilege of these brethren to receive gifts from any of the people whom the Lord impresses to help. They should have means, God's means, with which to work. The Madison enterprise has been crippled in the past, but now it must go forward. If this work had been regarded in the right light and had been given the help it needed, we should long ere this have had a prosperous work at Madison. Our people are to be encouraged to give of their means to this work, which is preparing students in a sensible and creditable way to go forth into neglected fields to proclaim the soon coming of Christ. I should be pleased to learn that the Lord has impressed you to give to these men, whom the Lord has counseled and encouraged, the money that is required to stock the farm with sheep and goats.